Kevin Reed with resigning women's basketball coach Chelsea Stoltenberg. God, that sounds weird. Why now? What was the decision process that led you to decide now was the time to move on?
Yeah, I think, you know, just enough, you know, hard years not exceeding or meeting my expectations that, you know, myself, my staff, our women put. It wears on you, and it breaks you down, and it can just kill you, to be honest with you, when you, you know, put in all the work you do, see your assistants busting their butts, see the women bust their butts, and then still just end up shorthanded. So, you know, it's been on my heart or in my mind a little bit. Last year after season, I had kind of the same, you know, I need to pray about this. Like, can I do it one more time? Like, where are we at emotionally, mentally, and just health-wise? And, you know, talking with Britt and my staff were, you know, just like, yeah, we got this. Let's do it. We can do it. Put together a hell of a team, I thought, just roster-wise, with getting some transfers in and a nice young group of freshmen and, you know, the returners that we had. And, you know, we just busted butt and put together a roster. And the first month and a half was like, all right, here we go. You know, like, this is it. But just kind of even told Britt, like, this 25, 26 year is going to be a year of reflection for me to really be affirmed on, you know, can I do this, right? And she knew it, that I, you know, it was wearing on me and all those things. So, you know, I think probably mid to late January just kind of felt like, gosh, dang it, here we go again. And you wake up and you can't wait to go back to bed because you're depressed and, you know, you're busting your butt still. But it was dark and hard, and basically because I'm a competitor and I have an ego, and I, you know, tried to figure out why, you know, why we weren't winning these games or what we were doing wrong or how do I get through. And it wasn't healthy for me anymore to go and bust your butt every day and see this family bust theirs but not give them enough wins. And it was really internal for me. Like, you know, had good conversations with Shay, my husband, and he was backing me up every day and just saying, whatever you feel like, I just want you happy. I want you to be happy. And so after season, I met with Britt, and she's like, you need to give it a couple weeks. Don't make it knee-jerk. And so I said, all right, before spring break, I'll, you know, pray about it. We went to Sioux Falls for the Summit League tournament like we always do. Got away. And there were just enough little ticks where I'm like, no, I think I'm done. It was really, really hard to do, a really hard decision, because I think of all the people it affects, good or bad. But it was obviously leaving a full-time job is scary when you're just like, no, I'm just done and I don't know what I need to do next. But I think for, you know, the future of the program, I also was just like, this is a disservice to always have hope, but not reach the level that is expected out of me and my staff, and that we promise our women and our recruits that our vision is this. You know, I had a 3-year plan of get back to 500, stepping stone, and then we can kind of ripple effect maintain. Middle of the pack would be great. And then surprise, have a couple surprise years here and there. And it just took too much of a toll on me emotionally and health-wise. I wasn't present enough with my family, and it was just wearing. So it was a good choice to step away and let a new energy and light come in here.
The way the season ended, you mentioned the first month and a half, and then what happened after that, especially the last 8 games or so of the season. Mm-hmm. Was that kind of the final nail where you mentioned you were thinking about it, had the team finished stronger?
Yeah.
You think anything would be different?
Yeah, potentially. Yeah. Just because, you know, that's sports, right? You can get emotionally and you can you look at Duke women, they started out like 1-9 or something really aggressive, not great. And then they make a tournament run to the Elite Eight, and feeling high as can be because you fixed it. And so potentially, you know, if you started off poor and then ended high, great, or, you know, got back up the roller coaster, I think for sure could be looking at it different, you know. But it just was, you know, I remember my emotional like break was that Moorhead game at Moorhead, where it just felt like a game where you could not do anything as a coach and the women could not do anything as basketball players to get it going. And I remember just kneeling on the sideline about the third quarter and just being like, I'm choking at back tears here. Like, this is hard. I feel really helpless, and you know, fear of failure is right in front of you. And it's funny, the next day, Coach E, Erica, you know, we have our meetings at 9:30 every morning, and she's like, "How are you doing?" I'm like, "Not good. I'm not good." And she's, you know, she's like, "I texted Mari. I think that one broke her." And I go, "I texted Shay. I don't think I can do this anymore." So it, you know, it just was like wanting it so bad, and being a competitor and just knowing, you know, man, I tried as hard as I could, and our staff busted their butt as hard as they could. And just some new leadership is appropriate and fair for the women that I love to death.
As you look back again, it hasn't been that long since you decided to hang it up, but as you look back, what kind of memories, favorable memories, are you going to have from your time as being coach here at Bemidji State?
I mean, most of them are off court. They're outside of the wins and losses, even though we had some really, really fun wins and really exciting runs. And, you know, we are one, you know, rotation of the basketball from Rachel Hadela making a shot to go to the conference championship game. Like, there are all those, but much like when people ask me about my time about Augie, gosh, I don't remember very many games. You know, I remember, you know, this bus trip or this, you know, trip to Florida, this volleyball game where the volleyball team was going crazy, winning games, and we were on the sideline cheering. That's kind of what it was here, too. I mean, that's what keeps you going and alive, too, whether you're winning or not, is, you know, just the different events that our women would do together, you know, just the silly trips, like our hell trip from Duluth to Minneapolis to get to Florida, and we're stranded in an off-road with freshmen, and it's a blizzard, and I'm, you know, in charge of these women and these kids of parents, and but we made the best of it. And you know, Gabby and Macy are out there filling their water bottles with snow and then melting them so they have a little water, because we ran out of water. You know, each year you have silly things like that, which probably keep you around a little more too, because it's such a gift to be a coach and to be around these young people and see how they grow and how they change and who they become. I think mostly, you know, fun things that are off court that no one else really gets to see, you know, it just kind of brings smiles to your face.
I'm not going to ask you to list anyone, just kind of think in your head, who are some of the favorite players that you had the opportunity to coach here?
Yeah, there's enough of them, and I won't say it, because sometimes I said this once, I have favorites. Your parents have favorites, so knock it off. And that was taken the wrong way. But everyone has something that is a favorite of mine. Like, this kid never plays, but her personality is the best. This kid is a stud, and she, you know, will carry us, you know, on her back. So each, you know, for the most part, each player that came through here had something that, you know, we found the best in, whether we got along or not. You know, there was unique things on each of them that they each taught me something too, right? Like, just like life goes, like, she handled that really well. Like, she's so calm and relaxed, and I wish I had her patience. Or she's this energy and just disciplined person, I need to do that. So each of them bring you something that you want to be more like, or want to make sure that you reflect on yourself and be like, well, if you don't appreciate that about that person, make sure you check yourself and you're not doing the same thing to others. So yeah, it's just, you know, up and down when you're coaching for 11 years and 5 years at USF, there's just so many.
You will continue a role here as senior women's administrator at Bemidji State. What are some things you'd like to accomplish in that role?
Yeah, I've been, like you said, continue it, you know, through this year and then see what happens going forward. Right now, it's through June 30th. I do a lot of, with our Student Athletic Advisory Committee. There's just, you know, that's another fun thing is I get to meet other student athletes. The other thing that I've, you know, been able to do both with Tracy and Britt is if there's a little fire that Britt knows I can, you know, hey, can you take first leg on it and meet with this coach or meet with this student athlete or also come in my office because I need a second person. This is a difficult situation. You know, I get to do those things, which, you know, quite honestly is something I love right now because being the head coach and being the leader in my thin skin, you know, it was hard sometimes when, you know, people don't like you or you're not doing a good enough job like that. That bothered me as well. So now that I can be an assistant is refreshing because I get to be maybe a translator or a middleman or, you know, a clarity person, just be like, you know, loyal to whomever I need to be loyal to, but clarify for any type of, you know, need that be good or bad. I just love to assist. I can just serve without worrying about the outcome. And to an extent of a wins or loss, it's just, hey, how can I help? Right. And, that's more up my alley right now where I can genuinely just try to help and serve and not worry about, like, I keep using the phrase fear of failure because spring and summer is the best time for coaches in women's basketball. You get freedom, but then you're recruiting every weekend or you're bringing in players. You're still doing workouts through the year, but there's a lot of freedom. But for me, the last couple years, spring and summer were panic modes because you got to get the right kids in and are they, you know, busting your butt trying to recruit. And then is this going to be good enough for fall? And then they get here in the fall and you have a lot of hope, but you're still fearful, or I was fearful of those games to not add up again. So I just excited to kind of serve Britt and these other coaches and student athletes the rest of the, you know, fiscal year and in any capacity that they need me.
Not to look too far down the road, because obviously it's not going to be next winter, but if a coaching opportunity popped up that you thought would be good, would you consider getting back into coaching at whatever level it might be?
Yeah. Right now, even so, my husband and I, we leave for the Final Four. And I just told him from when I decided to resign officially to Brits, after telling the team and calling the recruits and telling, you know, people I needed to tell, I finally felt like 20 pounds lighter and I finally slept through the night and I finally could breathe. But I did tell him, like, I don't want to talk about jobs. I don't want to talk about my future until we get back from Arizona because I just needed time, you know, just to selfishly just not think and not panic. You know, obviously I'm still working at Bemidji State, so I'm grateful for that piece. But I keep telling people I would love to just be done for a year and see what the freedom's like. I've been doing this since 2004 at Augustana, where October 15th through March 15th, every weekend besides that Christmas break is probably taken. The fear of freedom is there. I might not know what to do with myself. I might drive Shay crazy. Carter's going to need to take up a couple more hobbies to get away from me. I don't know. So I want this year to for sure to reflect and just try something else or just take my time. And then if I do find, you know, I have to get back into coaching, you know, I'll definitely look at that if it's the right place, person I could coach for. I think my best quality is being an assistant coach too. Like, there's some things that, all right, head coach, I was good at this, not good at that, or whatever it is. As an assistant coach, I just felt like I could really shine to just, again, serve. You know, I got to serve Coach Traphagen for 5 years and just be there for him, be there for the women. So if I do get it back into it, I'd probably be in that capacity. But I'm also really excited to not recruit every week in the spring and summer for the first time. So I'm really, you know, as I prayed through it this year, God was really quiet and it ticked me off because I'm like, just tell me what to do. And he didn't. And he usually does a little better than that. And now that, you know, I've made my decision, he's super loud about being like, nope, you did it. I knew you could do it on your own. So I feel really at peace with the decision, even though it's hard and I love it here. I feel really at peace about it. And I feel at peace about what's next, whether that's following Shay with his job if we move, or wanting to get back to Sioux Falls, or staying in Bemidji and finding a role here.
To finish up if you were to describe what you would like your legacy to be of your time as head coach at Bemidji State, what would you like people to look back and say that you contributed to this university and the basketball program?
I hope just servant leader, right? Like there's a Duluth athletic director, Strummy. She was a coach when I played at Augie. Then she was athletic director there, assistant SWA and assistant athletic director. And I just wanted to be her. She, if there was blood on the ground at a basketball game, she'd get up and wipe it up, even though she was athletic director. If I needed something as just a colleague from Bemidji State, she would drive over and come serve me. Like, I wanted to be like that, and I hope that, you know, anyone that walks these halls would be like, no, she'd stop and help, or she would stop and talk, or, you know, we weren't invisible to her. Because I think just, you know, being raised by my parents it's just all about loving people, and you can really tick people off sometimes, that's no doubt, but it was never that intention, and, you know, tough love is still what I was about, and that rubbed people the wrong way sometimes, but in the heart of hearts, I just wanted to make people better, love them up, and show they're appreciated, because, you know, that's really what my mom and dad were all about.